Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's grace. I'm Pastor Brett Walker. When we look at the seven last words of Christ on the cross, one saying that truly shows the heart of Christ is recorded in the book of John. Woman, here is your son, and son, here is your mother. By caring for his widowed mother as she hung on the cross, Jesus did more than just show compassion for one person, but rather he revealed his heart to be that of God, in that right to the end he was caring for orphans and widows. People often wonder about the deity of Christ, and yet here it is on display for all to see. It's a rather revealing word that John gives us. So grab your Bible, turn it to John chapter 19, and prepare your heart and mind as we gaze into the heart of the Master. Praise God for this day. Praise God for this Good Friday. Praise God for the blood that he shed on the cross for you and for I. We come to the third word of Jesus on the cross. We may be tempted to think that this word is a mere formality or some sort of last will and testament of Jesus. But I think it holds a much deeper meaning. Instead, Jesus reveals in this one word that he is God, the great I am, because his heart is God's heart. From John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, "But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Father God, we ask for your blessing to be upon this reading of your holy word. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Speak to our hearts that we may be made new in your image. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Do you know that God has a heart for widows and orphans? He does. 61 times in the Old Testament, the words widow and orphan appear in the same verse. 61 times in the Old Testament, God has a heart for widows and orphans. Deuteronomy chapter 10 says, "For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who does not show partiality nor take a bribe. He executes justice for the orphan and the widow and shows his love for the alien by giving him food and clothing." That's the heart of God. That's the heart of our God. That's the heart of the God who created us. He watches over those who cannot watch over themselves, and he wants us to do the same. 61 times. 61 times the words orphan and widow appear in the same verse. Deuteronomy chapter 24, "When you reap your harvest in your field and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back and get it. It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, and for the widow, in order that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands." Psalm 146, "The Lord protects the strangers. He supports the fatherless and the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked." Jeremiah 22, "Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness and deliver the one who has been robbed from the power of his oppressor. Also do not mistreat or do violence to the stranger, the orphan, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place." Zechariah 7, "Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, 'Thus has the Lord of hosts said, dispense true justice and practice kindness and compassion each to his brother, and do not oppress the widow or the orphan, the stranger or the poor, and do not devise evil in your hearts against one another.'" God has a heart for the widows and the orphans. And here is Jesus dying on the cross, displaying the heart of God the Father showing that he has compassion for the widows and the orphans, at least for this one widow, a widow named Mary, a woman who raised him as her own, a woman who now, without her husband and now being deprived of her eldest son, has no one to care for her. And so Jesus, with his dying breath, just 10 breaths away from drawing his last, uses the precious air in his lungs to speak the words, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." John never names himself in his own gospel. He always refers to himself as the other disciple, or the disciple that Jesus loved. And here is Jesus choosing John to be the one who would take his mother into his own home. Did Jesus know that he was going to be back? Of course he did. He knew he was going to be back. In 3 days he would be returned. He would return from the grave. He would defeat death. He would be resurrected. And he would forever be alive. He would spend 40 days with his believers on earth. And yet here he was on the cross, displaying the heart of God. The heart of God the Father. "Woman, here is your son. Son, here is your mother." Throughout Jesus' ministry, he demonstrated mastery over the elements. He walked on the water. He used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people. He raised the dead. He displayed his mastery over the elements. He rebuked the storm and told it, "Be still." And the wind and the waves and the rain ceased. Oh, nature does listen to the word of God. Nature bends to the will of God. He declared himself to be "I am" in several statements that are recorded in John's gospel. "I am. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And when the Jews confronted Jesus, when Jesus said, "Abraham himself, your father, rejoiced to see my day and has now seen it," they said to him, "You're not even 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." Declaring himself to be the "I am" who spoke from the bush in Moses' presence, who said, "I am that I am. Tell the people, I am has sent me to you." Now on the cross, he utters the word of compassion for the word, for the woman who cared for him his entire life. Jesus is not a martyr. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a great teacher. He is "I am." He is the God of the Jews. He's the God of the world. He is the God who spoke the universe into existence. John's gospel tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And he displays the heart of God on the cross by caring for the widows and orphans to his dying breath. And now here comes the conviction. Because we are Christians, are we not? And the word Christian means a little Christ. That means we are the Christ to the world. And if Christ had a heart like God's for the widows and the orphans, for the strangers in the land, for the alien, where is our hearts? If we are Christians, what is our heart for widows and orphans? How are we treating strangers in our land? If you look at the news today, it doesn't look very good. Not this land. Do you know that the nation of Germany accepted over 1 million refugees from Syria? And yet our Congress got all up in arms because Obama said we would take 10,000. Where is our heart for the strangers, for the widows, for the orphans? When we have people standing in debate halls and saying, we got to get these poor people off of welfare so they don't be such a drain on the state. Where is our heart? Where is our heart for the widows, for the orphans, for people who can't take care of themselves? Our founding fathers knew where our heart was. Back in the Great Depression, we knew where our heart was. Seems like today we don't know where our heart is. Where's our heart? Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For most of America, it seems like our heart is in our wallet. It's my money. They can't have it. I earned it. I worked for it. I won it. I. How many times did Jesus say, I, on the cross? He said, woman, here is your son. Son, here is your mother. Jesus had a heart for widows and orphans. How are we treating the strangers in our land? Are we going out and feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless? Some of us are. When's the last time you sat and you talked with a homeless person? I was attacked in Philadelphia a few years ago at a convention by a gentleman that I recognized because I had a conversation with him some years before at the same convention. He caused a ruckus in a Dunkin' Donuts and people were afraid, and I walked over to him and I started talking to him. I said, what's the matter? He was upset because they wouldn't give him a coffee. So I bought him a coffee and I walked him outside and I said, friend, go in peace. I saw him again 3 years later. He came running up to me like he was going to punch me. And I just stood there. I figured, well, if he punches me, I'll fall down and that'll be the end of it. But he didn't. And we sat down on a park bench and we had a conversation for a half an hour. He couldn't tell me where he went wrong. He couldn't tell me why he was not in a house. He couldn't tell me where his family was. He just wanted a cup of coffee. That's all he wanted. When's the last time you held the hand of a widow and took her into your heart as your own mother? This is the heart of Jesus. Jesus said, we are the light of the world. He said, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before people that they will see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus' light shone brightly from the cross as he cared for his own widowed mother with his dying breath. How bright is our light then on this dark Friday? Pray with me now. Lord Jesus, we desire tender hearts of mercy like yours. Like our confessional prayer says, we have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill us to overflowing, that we may pour out that love on all who need it most, the widows and the orphans, the strangers in our land. Convict our hearts that we may not be so callous to those who are in need. We are despicable. We don't deserve your grace and your love. Who will save us from this wretched state? Thanks be to God, through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. If you live in the Salem County area, you can join us in person. Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn holds its worship service every Sunday at 9 a.m. And Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown holds its worship service at 10:30. We also have Bible study during the week. Now, if our message today has touched you in some way, won't you let us know in the comments? And consider sharing it on the social media platform of your choice. You can also access this podcast through the Podbean app on Android or on iTunes. Just search for Guerrilla Christianity. Keep listening, keep growing, and I pray that God will continue to bless you in your journey of faith. Amen.